Hey guys, my name is Colin Toluch and welcome to another episode of Letters to Motherland, where I break down different topics and keep you in the know. Anyway, so hi guys, I hope you are having an amazing Tuesday. Like, I hope your Tuesday is just perfect, because personally I've been having an amazing Tuesday from the morning. You know, I woke up, you know, had a small run, you know, staying fit, staying, you know, healthy, feeling good. Yeah, so today, as you can tell from the topic, we'll be talking about beard. Beards, and first of all, whatever the ladies think about beards. I feel like for this specific episode, I probably should have brought in a guest, a lady, tell us about what they think about beards. But we move up to that time when, you know, we get someone. Like, we need more voices on the podcast, and I'm working on, you know, getting more people to hop onto the podcast and say 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. Hey, unachoma. But anyway, say 1, 2, 3 things on the podcast. So hopefully we have a lineup already. So anyway, so today we're talking about beards. First of all, nelisikia, madam, girls, you know, they respect guys with beards. Like, if you have beard, it's you know, it's a pointer. Usha three pointer. Usha put a point, like you're in the lead. Unashinda. But yeah, I hear that. I had girls find beards attractive. Yeah. Luckily enough. to call beard gang. Anyway, so today we'll be talking about beards and basically those guys who have beards and probably how they take care of beards. Mira Saudanganya. Saudanganya, they take care of beards. these guys who don't have beards. And I had, it comes with a little bit of, you know, sometimes people get depressed because they don't have beards. Can't relate, but we'll talk about that too. Yes, and we'll also be talking about my personal experience with the beards, you know, and what they brought to me throughout this journey, you know. So first things first is about guys who don't have beards. And you know, I have G's who don't have beards. Najua mnanisikia, you the beardless gang. But it could actually be a good thing not to have beards, for the only reason that it depends on the kind of beards that you have. Hakuna haja ukuwe na beards na ni desert. Hakuna haja. Like, hakuna haja ikuwe scattered, you know, scattered vegetation. Ukuwe na beards 1, 2, 3, 4. Hapo kwa chini yako. Ai, si lazima by the way. Like, hakuna haja beards yaribu aesthetics zako. Ai, usifos. si must by the way. But you can just, you know, you can just be, you know, smooth. You know, like a baby's bottom. It's allowed. It's okay. It's alright, you know. Don't get no pressure, you know, like, it's gonna have pressure, you know. So, if you don't have beards, it's fine. If they're meant to come, they'll come at an appropriate time. So, you know, don't have pressure. Even if it's takangi pressure, need jeans too. Na, beards, kwani beards is everything. It's not everything. Nika kitutu kidogo, you know. Nafanyo kaka go TV, you know. So yeah, so that's one thing. Like, if you don't have beards, hey, no pressure. Like, build on these other two things, you know, try to have a good haircut, you know, find other ways of still looking, you know, nice. I'm not saying that beards make you look nice, but if you feel like beards could have made you look perfect, give it time. Relax. Ipatie time. It'll come in due time, first of all, so just relax. And now, on to people who have beards and how you take care of your beards. Imagine I don't know. I have no idea how you'll take care of your beards. But be free be free to send me a message on the podcast on how you all take care of your beards or on my handles, because your man out here is struggling. I am struggling with this beard thing. But anyway, about beards. So I think for me, what you can say is, you know, taking care, which I don't know if that applies, which is taking care. It's basically me, you know, making sure that, you know, I trim my beards. You know, I oil them once in a while. Now, hey, see, send fans. donate out here. Like, send fans. Because your boy out here, I can't afford beard oil. But anyway, so, I want to really talk about, like, the experience that I had with my beards from day one. So, today, while I was, you know, brushing my beards, yeah, I can actually say that. I was brushing my beards. And then I had an epiphany. I had an epiphany. And I recalled how I struggled with beards in high school. So for me, I can't relate to Jolo who don't have beards. Polini sana. Yeah, I can't. Because I remember when I was in Form 1, I had like 2-3 beards showing. Yeah, 2 roots. And from day one, like when I walked into that high school. And you know, like in Kenya, I'm a lady, say, if your parents deem it fit for you to go to boarding, like high school, ni time ya boarding. Like, hakuna any other way. Unless unapendwa sana, unakuwa day. But, eh, the rest of us, shop. Move, endo ujipange, survive, you know. So, you go to high school and it's, you know, it's boarding. And you have to, you know, live there. But it was amazing. I was in Maranda High School and it was actually quite good, I would say. But it's quite good when you're done. When you're still inside there, it's a prison. Sahi kuna mtu mahali, amerudi shule. I can't relate, my friend. But anyway, so what I'm saying is, at the beginning, I had 1-3 beards. And let me tell you something. Don't get beards. I'm not saying that you have a choice, but if you did, if you're in high school, just pray you don't get beards. Because you will not have peace. You will not know the meaning of peace. Because I remember I had problems from day one. First of all, the prefect who doesn't have beards. The prefect who doesn't have beards is on your case, because I, mbona, mbono kuna beards kijana no form 1. I, mtu mwenye ako form 4 anakuangalia ana beards no kuna beards. Mbona? Yani, let me tell you, you are naturally, you have been picked, you have been chosen to have trouble. Because now, like, at that point, most people are like, you know, having beards made, you know, you look the part, you look the G, you look the man, you know, and everything. But kwa ground, eh? Na ulisikia wapi? Ulisikia wapi tukua na beards ya man? But anyway, so I remember, like, so form one, prefect alikuwa anita, you know, that big form one, just because I had beards. So I was, you know, and I was also a lazy bone. I never used to, you know, do those things to gym, mop the domes, you know, I used to just hyper those works. I'm like, you know, I have to go for rugby. You know, I was busy. You know, I was called by a teacher. You know, like those two excuses, you know, just to, you know, help your story. But yeah, so I was really on the wrong side of, you know, the prefect all the time. But I survived like that. I survived, my friend. Like, you know, I survived. I had to. I'm a G. But anyway, after that, now, the strikingly crazy piece is when I got form 3, and now you no longer have 1-3 beards, you have a whole bush. And now it's not even a prefect anymore, it's the teacher. And the teacher is like, huyu kijana, mbona kuna beards na mimi sina? Mbona unanipea competition? And that was always the question. Why are you competing with me? And you're like, is it my fault? Is it my fault that I have beards? Is it my fault? Huh? Is it my fault? My G, like, excuse me, sir. Is it my fault? And that she's like, no, kijana, mbona una compete na walimu? Why are you competing with teachers? just because you have beard and they don't. But isn't it like jeans? Like you don't choose beards. Beards choose you. So like you can imagine the whole of form three, like every weekend you have to make sure you shave, and mind you, there's no, like, you don't have like bump control and you know those fancy things you use when you shave, and you know, just to make your skin look good, and beards naka as kids are chokoraz naka beards, you know, beards na make sense. So like you don't want to actually shave because it's going to be so bad. Like especially for me, I have a very sensitive skin. So yeah. Yes, I said it. Yeah, kijana akona skin very sensitive. Call me fitness model. I'm a VP. So you can imagine at that point, it was always like always heparing. And you know, while in my high school, teachers who teach in high school, hey, you gave us depression. You gave us suffering. My friend, a teacher is crawling to the window. Alafu anakuja. Kijana, I have been looking for you all over the school. Why have you not shaved those beards? You think you're a man now. Can you come here? And you're like, what? I'm just trying to read. Like, how is my education, me reading, and the beards related? And you know, you always ask yourself that question, but you always, you know, in beef. My friend, I got whooped because I have beards. Welcome. Welcome to Kenya. Welcome to Kenyan high schools. And so at one point, I guess you start to learn and get used to it. But let me tell you something about beards. Is that you just have to take care of your beards. You know, make sure you're trimming your beards. By the way, I am so happy that I can speak about my beards right now, you know, and brush them pole pole hapa without pressure at the sijui. Oh, someone will come and tell me, sijui, what? Thank God nilimaliza high school. Eh, tough times. Yani having beards is a sin. You're having beards, you're very indisciplined kijana. Wow. But anyway, we moved regardless, you know, and we finished. We moved. But anyway, so what I'm saying is, you know, take care of your beards, you know. Take care of your man's beards, ladies. Send money for beard oil. Send beard oil. You know, like, hey, history has socks. Sijuizi vitu zingine. Mwache tu. Like, achana PS4 ata. Is it? Sorry. Achana PS5. Send money for beard oil. Like, that's the thing. Unless I can have baby bottom kwa chin, that's a different situation. No, not to PS5. Otherwise, send beard oil. We will appreciate. So that has been me, Collins, your host with the most. Till next time, I'm out.